The oil services company Halliburton today released the names of three of its employees killed in Iraq. Their bodies were found in Iraq after an attack on a fuel convoy earlier this month. The company says 33 of its employees have now been killed in the Iraq-Kuwait region. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Halliburton identified the three as 48-year-old Stephen Hewlett of Manistee, Michigan, 52-year-old Jack Montague of Pittsburgh, Illinois, and 45-year-old Jeffrey Parker of Lake Charles, Louisiana. Citing privacy concerns, the company said it would not issue additional details about the men, and company officials refused requests for an interview. In a statement posted on its website, Halliburton said, quote, "We grieve today for the tragic and sudden loss of our co-workers. They were brave hearts without medals, humanitarians without parades, and heroes without statues." The statement continued, "Once Iraq is rebuilt, as it will be a living testament to the tenacity, courage, and sacrifice of these employees." Halliburton extends its sincere condolences to the families of these employees. The three men were in a fuel convoy on April 9th. As it passed by the town of Abu Ghraib, west of Baghdad, a roadside bomb was triggered. Insurgents then opened fire on the stopped convoy. Four bodies were found buried in a shallow grave near the town. U.S. Army Brigadier General Mark Kimmett in Baghdad said the fourth body had been identified and was not an American, but would not give further details. Four more Americans, all Halliburton contract workers, remain missing. Among them is Tommy Hamill of Macon, Mississippi, who was shown Friday in a videotape. His captors threatened to kill him if U.S. forces didn't withdraw from Fallujah by last Sunday. Two American servicemen also remain missing. Another Halliburton contract worker killed in the attack, Stephen Fisher of Virginia Beach, Virginia, was buried over the weekend. All were employees of Halliburton subsidiary KBR, formerly known as Kellogg Brown & Root. The company has attracted thousands of workers, lured by wages of up to $120,000 tax-free for a year's work. Many are drivers of fuel tankers, as well as food and other supply transports. Some of the survivors of the attack now say they have no intention of going back to Iraq. Brian Naylor, NPR News.